Welcome to the Commercial Property Investor Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Alexander. This is the show all about commercial property investing for the private investor, for those of you who want to create great cash flow. No matter where you are in the world, this is aimed at both individuals just getting started in commercial property and those with a growing portfolio. Through interviews, hard-learned lessons and tips from professional investors, we want to give you a constant source of inspiration and up-to-date information on what has worked and what hasn't worked, so you can make more informed decisions about your commercial real estate investments. Hi there. This morning there was some really important news that I wanted to share on a special episode of the Commercial Property Investor Podcast. IWG, otherwise known as Regus to most of us, who provide serviced offices in lots of locations worldwide, have just shared their annual financial report and, potentially more importantly, a merger with the Instant Group. Why should we as private investors and operators in the flexible space market actually really care about this, of course? And I'm going to go into that. You could read whatever you want into reports, of course, and many people will have different opinions and viewpoints. But for me, there's two really important messages from today's announcement. The first one, positive one, was that the business reported its highest ever demand in quarter four, 2021, eclipsing pre-pandemic levels. The second, slightly more worrying part here, though, is the merger with Instant Offices, which could have a profound effect on the data that we've supplied them. How much information does Instant actually have about your locations? And we'll go into that in a minute. But let me just give you an idea of scale of this deal. IWG, according to the report, has a bridging facility in place of 330 million sterling for the acquisition of the Instant Group, which is currently a private company. Now, Mark Dixon, who started Regus in 1989, so a fair while ago, has a global company now with over 3,000 locations worldwide. During 2020-21, they still managed to add 284 new locations. So that's pretty good during a pandemic. And revenue for last year was over 2 billion. Amazing. But was below 2020 levels. And in fact, the company made a loss last year of 259 million. But that was an improvement on the previous year. But obviously, there's been a lot of turmoil. Now, just to give it a bit of local context, in the UK, they have 285 centres. Probably one or two near you. That's actually down from last year. Last year they had 304. Now here are a couple of interesting quotes from the financial report that I want to quote to you that should show you the direction of travel for one of the world's largest flexible space providers. Now Chairman Mark Dixon is quoted in the report as saying, "As we enter 2022, our focus is sharper than ever. Our goals are clear. I believe that with 3,314 centres, we are operating at only a fraction of our underlying potential of 30,000 centres. I also believe that the optimal proportion of IWG-owned centres in the future will be 10% at most." Interesting. "Today, conventional leases represent approximately 65% of our global portfolio. We expect to end the year with franchises, partnerships and management agreements reaching close to 50%. So this gives you an idea of how the business model works. The business is an operator of real estate and not necessarily an investor in real estate. And this distinction is pretty important. The rent-to-rent model allows fast growth, but may not be the type of investment that you want to make. It's a trading business and certainly not passive. Of course, for our model, we do both. We invest in the real estate itself, and then through our other business, we'll do the operating of it too." Now, he goes on to say that during 2021, we entered into many attractive new franchising management agreements. These included the sale of existing units, interesting, to franchise partners, as well as entering new relationships with new partners on new properties. These actions significantly improve the quality and diversity of our global portfolio and are designed to accelerate our activities in this area throughout 2022 and the years ahead as we drive IWG towards achieving its full potential. Now, whether you agree with the model or the offer, as it were, from IWG, this is one of the reasons how the business continues to increase in size at such a rapid rate. It's through that mixture of management agreements and franchising, and when they do acquire property, is perhaps offloading it or doing it on a sale and leaseback. I think the most important thing, though, here is that very much this is a growth market. And if IWG had their best ever demand last quarter, then it's a pretty good indication of the strength of the market for you and I as private investors and operators. They have big growth plans. It's a growing market. They're showing that in their numbers. That should be something you really need to take heart from. But the more important part for me, the concerning part about this announcement, was the acquisition, or merger as they've put it, of the Instant Group. Now, what does that mean for us as operators? Well, first of all, for those of you who don't know who Instant are, they started out as an online broker, focused on the London market initially. In fact, it's still probably a heavy part of their business. But they've morphed into a global business offering turnkey solutions to larger corporates and a grassroots level sales leads for us as independent operators, or indeed some of the larger operators such as Regis. They have a great broker platform online that many potential clients for your locations, my locations, may find before they find your website, because Instant are very good at positioning themselves on the internet through SEO, advertising, and all the different wonderful things that you have to do to try and get yourself up there on page one on Google. They are effectively a platform aggregator. And for us, for years, we've had our properties listed on their platform. And we've had many leads, of which a good number have converted into customers for our locations. They're one of the ways for you to find new customers. The challenge is that there is obviously going to be a commission, and you're on that platform with many other locations. But for me, as I say, we're on there. I think it's the right thing to do. But moving forward, there's a bit of an interesting dichotomy, isn't there? Because Instant hold lots of data about our business and your business if you put your properties on that online on their platform. Because what's effectively happening is they're getting data about the types of rooms, the types of inquiries, the type of quality, the type of price that you aim for. They're not going to know everything, but there's quite a lot of data there. And that data can now potentially go to our biggest competitor. Now, I don't know the finer details of the deal. There may be some barriers there. I'm not sure there will be, but there may be. But there is a risk that many of you will be waking up and wondering whether your information is going to the biggest competitor and what can you do about it. As it happens, I'm fortunate enough to have a well-known team member from Instant joining me on the podcast over the coming weeks, just by coincidence. It was already arranged, so hopefully we'll be able to pose a few questions and hear exactly how things will pan out. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on that interview. Now, before I move on, one final thing. Throughout the report, they mention the shift to hybrid working and talk about continued inquiries about flexible working models. I read into that, we haven't quite got there yet. There's lots of chat about it, but the full effect is yet to materialise. Now, don't get me wrong, we've had inquiries and customers move in who need something a bit more flexible and a bit more on that hybrid model. And I'm not saying it won't happen. Let me take a moment to thank Office R&D for supporting the podcast. It's really important to us that we only work with sponsors that we've used ourselves. It's all about being authentic, right? Office R&D is the best flexible workspace platform we've come across, and believe me, we've tried a few systems over the last 20 years. Office R&D helps us manage our invoicing, customer community, reporting, building access, and many more aspects of our day-to-day operations. Why not book yourself a free demo to see how they can help you free up more time to grow your business? Follow the partner link in the show notes. But at the moment, a lot of it's still just talk. It's a case of watch this space. So don't forget to tune into the Commercial Property Investor podcast for more insight into commercial property investing for private investors, with lots of interviews and industry lessons to share. The purpose of this episode was just to bring you this breaking news, which for some of you won't matter quite as much, particularly if you provide leased space, albeit Instant will still help with that. But it was more for those of you who are offering flexible space or intend to offer flexible space, because it's an important development in the industry and I wanted to bring it to your attention. I've put a post in the Facebook group as well, so if any of you want to jump in there with any questions or comments about how you think this might impact your business, then feel free to jump in there and join the conversation. There'll be a link in the show notes. For the rest of this week, normal service will resume on Thursday when we have another episode coming out where I get a chance to talk to our brand new show sponsors. I'm really excited to introduce you to them. It's one of our suppliers who we've actually been working with for quite a while, and they've also been successfully working with some of our mentees. It's actually someone I know very well outside of work too, and I know they're going to bring great value to the community. So don't forget to tune in on Thursday.